Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with three Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Jyeshta Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some individuals process the world primarily through auditory channels, inner dialogue, tone, rhythm, and verbal memory. Others are strongly visual, absorbing through image, pattern, or symbolic form. Some are kinesthetic, learning through feeling, body awareness, and emotional resonance. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, intellect, communication, and associated with Indra, authority, protection, mastery, leans predominantly toward auditory and kinesthetic processing styles. These natives are highly perceptive and mentally agile, often absorbing information through language, tone, and subtle emotional shifts. Their cognitive strength lies in emotional intelligence wrapped in strategic insight. They process not just what is said, but how and why it's said. However, when balanced by inner vision or creative interest, a sharp visual symbolic dimension can emerge, especially when decoding deeper meanings or power dynamics. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how their subconscious processing shows up. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the dominant style is auditory verbal. These individuals think in words, debate internally, and are attuned to vocal tone and verbal precision. In Jyeshta, Mercury sharpens this style. They often read people through their voice, detect emotional tension in silence, and store memory through conversation. If Mercury is in the 10th, this skill becomes a career strength. They may be persuasive communicators, spokespersons, analysts, or writers who control narrative and tone masterfully. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the processing leans kinesthetic emotional. These natives sense before they speak. They absorb emotion through body cues, vibes, and unspoken relational shifts. In Jyeshta, the Moon adds depth to Mercury's intellect. They feel what others conceal and carry a strong emotional memory beneath their words. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional radar becomes part of their leadership. They instinctively adjust to emotional currents in public or professional roles, often seen as emotionally sharp yet composed. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the style becomes kinesthetic with instinctual edge. These individuals process by doing, acting on hunches, learning through repetition, and reacting to internal physical tension. In Jyeshta, Mars adds vigilance. They notice threat, power shifts, and emotional intensity in the room before anyone else. If Mars is in the 10th, this becomes a professional weapon. They navigate high-pressure environments with swift, silent competence. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, a visual symbolic layer emerges. These individuals learn through imagery, patterns, metaphor, or ritual. In Jyeshta, Venus adds sensual refinement to their perception. They may absorb visual detail in fashion, design, or emotional cues. Jupiter adds philosophical sight. They perceive life as layered with karmic meaning, often mapping inner power through symbolic insight. If either is in the 10th, they may gain public recognition for seeing what others don't, combining intuition and intellect with visual or spiritual intelligence. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing becomes non-linear and psychic. These natives absorb energy, ancestral memory, or karmic signals, processing beyond time, structure, or logic. In Jyeshta, Ketu deepens the watcher archetype. They often understand people's motives without conversation. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may become invisible leaders or behind-the-scenes protectors, known for intuition, subtle control, or quiet mastery of systems. Jyeshta's cognitive style is deeply strategic, emotionally layered, and tone-sensitive. These natives aren't just smart, they're psychologically attuned. They read between the lines, sense subtle power plays, and often learn more from silence than speech. Their growth lies in trusting their perceptions while learning when to ground their insights in clarity. When balanced, Jyeshta becomes the quiet master, processing the world through intellect fused with emotional wisdom, always one step ahead, but rarely needing to show it. Ashta Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven towards a goal, seeking growth, recognition, or personal mastery. Others are motivated away from, moving to avoid vulnerability, loss of control, or emotional exposure. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, strategy, intelligence, and associated with Indra, authority, protection, and status, often moves between the two, but leans subtly toward an away-from orientation. These natives are naturally vigilant and psychologically alert, often operating with a strong instinct to protect themselves and their inner world. They are motivated by a desire to remain in control, avoid betrayal, and prevent perceived weakness. However, when emotionally secure and mentally focused, Jyeshtha can shift into a powerful towards direction, using their insight and resilience to rise in status, lead others, or protect something greater than themselves. Their motivation style is shaped by planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the motivation becomes more towards oriented, but with calculated intent. These individuals move forward intellectually, pursuing skill, influence, or information. In Jyeshtha, Mercury adds clever ambition. They don't chase success blindly, but pursue what gives them psychological leverage or authority. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're seen as sharp professionals, driven by strategic advancement, often quietly competitive in leadership or communication roles. If Moon is in the 1st or 4th house, the motivation tilts toward away from, rooted in emotional self-protection. These individuals act to avoid overwhelm, emotional conflict, or vulnerability. In Jyeshtha, the moon adds a sensitive core beneath their strong exterior. They may withdraw, delay, or deflect when feelings are too intense. If moon is in the 10th, this emotional caution shapes their public behavior. They're careful with visibility, protecting their reputation and emotional balance at all costs. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native becomes more proactively towards, but with intensity. These individuals are driven to prove themselves, outmaneuver others, or assert quiet dominance. In Jyeshtha, Mars adds fire to their usually restrained demeanor. They'll take charge when challenged. If Mars is in the 10th, their ambition becomes visible. They may compete quietly, but effectively for roles of power or control, motivated by excellence rather than recognition. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation becomes away from, filtered through fear of failure, responsibility, or karmic caution. These individuals avoid instability, disorder, or being exposed as weak. In Jyeshtha, Saturn deepens their sense of burden. They're often motivated to maintain control and avoid collapse. If Saturn is in the 10th, this creates an image of stoic responsibility. They may lead from behind the scenes, ensuring everything stays intact. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the motivation becomes hyper towards, often bordering on obsession. These individuals want power, recognition, or transformation fast. In Jyeshtha, Rahu can amplify ambition while disguising fear. They may chase status or control to avoid deeper emotional vulnerability. If Rahu is in the 10th, they are visibly ambitious, but may need to ground their drive and inner stability to sustain what they achieve. Jyeshtha's core motivation is self-preservation with strategic evolution. These natives are not reckless. They rise when ready, act when confident, and retreat when wise. Their growth lies in recognizing when their avoidance is based on fear and when it's protecting sacred inner space. When they move from conscious choice rather than reaction, Jyeshtha becomes a powerful leader, subtle, discerning, and capable of achieving much, not by chasing loudly, but by moving wisely. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals have a primarily self-focused attention, monitoring their inner world, thoughts, and emotions with constant introspection. Others are more others-focused, tuned into external energy, emotional dynamics, and how they are being perceived. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, perception, adaptability, and associated with Indra, leadership, protection, pride, often toggles between the two, but leans toward an others-focused attention pattern. These natives are highly perceptive and alert to social dynamics, power plays, and subtle emotional shifts in others. However, their acute awareness of others often stems from an underlying desire to protect themselves, so their external focus is often a strategy for control, survival, or influence. When balanced, Their attention turns inward for clarity. But when reactive, it stays outward, tracking perceived threats or changes in emotional tone. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses shape how this focus plays out. If Mercury is in the 1st or 3rd house, attention tends towards self, but in a highly analytical, self-monitoring way. These individuals are mentally aware of their image, choices, and how they're performing or presenting. In Jeshta, Mercury sharpens self-awareness. They're constantly adjusting, refining, or questioning their next move. If Mercury is in the 10th, this introspection becomes visible. They appear composed and articulate, often controlling how they're seen with careful, strategic attention. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, attention becomes others-focused, especially emotionally. These natives are responsive to tone, energy, and subtle emotional dynamics. In Jeshta, Moon heightens relational tracking. They notice when people pull away, when something shifts emotionally, or when trust is tested. If Moon is in the 10th, this sensitivity becomes part of their public presence. They may succeed through reading the room, but need to guard against over-adapting to others' expectations. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, attention is self-focused through drive and instinct. These individuals are internally motivated, often tracking their progress, energy levels, and personal power. In Jeshta, Mars gives them a protective edge. They don't focus on others for approval, but to anticipate competition or threat. If Mars is in the 10th, they may channel this self-focus into career. They rise quietly but fiercely, rarely letting others see their inner ambition. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention is a blend of others-focused duty and self-focused restraint. These natives are aware of others, expectations, and constantly self-monitor to meet them. In Jeshta, Saturn brings emotional pressure. They may feel burdened by how others view them and use this to overcorrect or control their image. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as steady professionals, but often carry an internal heaviness related to external pressure. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, attention is intensely self-focused, but filtered through external validation. These individuals constantly watch how others react to them, feeding their internal sense of identity through outer reflection. In Jeshta, Rahu creates a need to be seen as powerful or respected. They may obsess over perception, status, or authority. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes public. They often chase visibility, but must learn to anchor their sense of self from within. Jeshta's natural attention is externally alert, but internally complex. They often monitor others not out of codependency, but out of strategy, safety, and subtle self-protection. Their evolution lies in learning to shift that gaze inward, not to withdraw, but to strengthen. When they balance their sharp awareness of others with deep internal clarity, Jeshta becomes a master of relational and emotional intelligence, capable of sensing power, managing perception, and leading with quiet command. Jeshta Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals process information in big chunks, preferring broad insights, symbolic understanding, or overarching concepts. Others understand in little chunks, focusing on detail, nuance, and step-by-step logic. Jeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, intellect analysis, and associated with Indra, leadership, responsibility, discernment, naturally leans toward a little chunk processing style. These natives are analytical, perceptive, and often detail-oriented, preferring to break things down before integrating them. However, due to their leadership instincts and subtle psychological insight, they can develop big picture comprehension, especially when the topic involves power dynamics, protection, or long-term influence. Their dominant processing style is influenced by planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses, where intellect, perception, and leadership unfold. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the understanding style is distinctly little chunk. These individuals absorb through structure, details, language, pattern, and correction. In Jeshta, Mercury brings sharp mental acuity. They notice inconsistencies, read between the lines, and learn best through repetition or observation. If Mercury is in the 10th, they bring this precision into their profession, often rising in roles that require technical expertise, emotional intelligence, or communication mastery. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, understanding becomes more emotionally layered, still grounded in specifics. These natives absorb in small emotional doses, building intuitive understanding slowly. In Jeshta, Moon gives emotional memory. They may connect dots through feelings rather than logic, but still prefer to unpack experiences in careful stages. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring this sensitive discernment into leadership, quietly gauging others and situations with a deep, deliberate emotional lens. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, understanding is little chunk through action. These individuals learn by doing, through repetition, discipline, and task mastery. In Jyeshta, Mars adds controlled intensity. They prefer to test ideas through movement or defense, mastering one piece before moving to the next. If Mars is in the 10th, they become known for steady drive and methodical learning, applying their skills with confidence over time. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the style begins to shift toward big chunk understanding, especially in spiritual, moral, or philosophical domains. These natives may zoom out from analysis to ask, what does this mean in the long run? In Jyeshta, Jupiter tempers Mercury's detail fixation. They begin to see symbolic, karmic, or ethical connections. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may guide others with a mix of detail and wisdom, capable of seeing the forest and the trees. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the processing becomes non-linear and intuitive, outside traditional chunking altogether. These individuals may bypass logic entirely, sensing what is true without needing to analyze every part. In Jeshta, Ketu can bring psychic fragmentation or symbolic genius. They know without knowing how. If Ketu is in the 10th, their insight may feel otherworldly, showing up in leadership, healing, or advisory roles where intuition carries more weight than structure. Jeshta's strength lies in its keen layer-by-layer perception. These natives often begin by focusing in unpacking reality through fine emotional and mental filters. Their growth comes when they learn to zoom out, connecting the specifics to larger truths. When integrated, Jyeshta becomes a powerful thinker and protector, grounded in detail, sharpened by experience, and capable of wielding knowledge with clarity, discernment, and depth.